This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome back to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain, night 18 or day 18. And this is going to be a discussion and reflection on Surah Al-Hijr. Surah Al-Hijr is a surah that was intended to warn those who reject faith and to turn away from faith and belie faith. But there's a particular portion of this surah that was very powerful to me. And you know, spoke a lot to a lot of the difficulties that people go through, that they may, in essence, sometimes carry only in their hearts that no one else knows or understands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a form of consolation, that وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرَكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ, that we certainly know what your heart is truly distressed by regarding what they say. So subhanAllah, it's a powerful reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the hearts conceal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what every hardship a person goes through that no one else may even know about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, knows the depths of people's distresses and worries and what they struggle with. So it's a very powerful reminder to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we know what you're going through. We know the difficulties that you're essentially having to face by standing for the truth and standing for Islam and going through all the difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala essentially commissioned you to deliver this message. And essentially you are going through all of those difficulties, sometimes by yourself, sometimes alone. So this is a powerful reminder that Allah azza wa jalla knows the distresses that we carry in our hearts. And that's a very powerful reminder that sometimes we may go through, you know, certain difficulties we can't even speak about, we can't even tell people. Sometimes worries and sometimes anxieties and sometimes emotions that only Allah knows. But it's a very powerful reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ لِمَا يَضِيقُ صَدْرَكَ, that we know certainly what your heart is distressed by and what you feel in anxiety and what hardships that you may face. So it's a powerful reminder that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. And one of the most powerful things that we have is to be anchored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our worries and the hardships that we may have and the difficulties we may face, that we are anchored by our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a very powerful reminder in and of itself that gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a sense of comfort. And having that sense of comfort is extremely important, because honestly, if we did not have that and we didn't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that comfort, then where would we turn to? Sometimes your family won't even give you that comfort. Sometimes your friends won't give you that comfort. Sometimes those closest to you can't give you that comfort. So the greatest comfort that a believer may have is that they're anchored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's, again, a powerful reminder to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we know what distresses you even in your heart. So in essence, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feel that closeness. And the way you can do that, honestly, I mean, to build that in your heart is to build a connection with Allah. So a lot of people say, well, you know what, I want that connection. I want to feel the comfort of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest way you can feel that comfort is to build a connection with Allah in prayer. And especially the dua in prayer. Dua in your sujood, and especially the dua after the salah. So everything related to the salah to increase one's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there's no better way to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than through his own words, than through the Quran. And that's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Quran, of course, is the speech that of Allah to us, and then dua is our speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you off with that, inshallah, reflection and a view of Masjid al-Nabawi, to remember that the case between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to turn to Allah azza wa jal and to know that He constantly knows what is in our hearts. Jazakumullah khair, wa barakatuh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.